Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Benke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, March 13th, 2009, comes to you from FanFest in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Year. Frankly, 2009 for us as a football team starts Monday in our off-season program.
From our mobile studios in Appleton, Wisconsin, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to stand in line for autographs.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And this is Corey.
And today we're going to talk about FanFest in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Packer FanFest. It feels kind of weird not to do good, bad, and the ugly.
It really does. So let's make one up right now. Okay, we got the good.
We got Dom Capers.
We got meeting Dom Capers and Ron Wolf. We got the bad. We got
Antonio Freeman.
Antonio Freeman being kind of a jerk when you gave him your pin.
Yeah.
And we got the ugly. We got... I was going to say something really rude, but I won't. We're going to be happy, sweetness, and light here on this podcast.
Wait, what are we going to say? What's the ugly? I don't know if there's any ugly.
I can't find any ugly.
There really
today.
Isn't. You know why there's
happy.
No ugly?
I'm
because
way too happy.
A family of fans, okay, that shall remain nameless because they choose to, are awesome. They paid for Cheesehead TV, Aaron and I, to basically, hey, check out Packer FanFest.
Go to FanFest.
All expenses paid.
Blog it. Cover it.
Do
tweet it.
Speaking of, 22 tweets today.
Yeah.
With picks. And 7 blog posts later.
I know.
We still have tomorrow. Tomorrow we have to outdo that. How are we going to do that?
Oh, because we're going to be there all day. It'll be easy. Today we were the only
it's
there
gonna
from
be fun.
Like 4 to 9.
That's true.
Tomorrow we're there from like 9 till 7.
It's actually,
it's
you know,
on.
For as much as it's, we're going to talk about this, but it's commerce extravaganza. That's really what it should be called. It should be called Packer Commerce. Let's sell all the crap we couldn't sell in the regular season.
It was incredible. There was stuff on sale everywhere. But that's the point here. It's the first time they haven't sold out in the 5 years they've been doing it. Now, obviously...
Well, we're in the middle of, like, one of the biggest recessions, depression,
part of it is
slash
that,
whatever.
Part of it is that. Part of it is 6 and 10.
6 and 10 doesn't
part
help.
Part of it, I think, is people have realized, wait a second, I pay $85. $85.
I walk into the Larry McCarron show.
Woo-hoo! Larry McCarron show with possibly the worst house band ever in the history of man.
I don't think possibly. I think...
Definitely.
Pretty much the worst. Yeah. Oh my God. They couldn't. What was one of the songs? And I was like,
they were
really?
Doing some 80s stuff. They were doing some 70s stuff.
Every
and it
single
was
song
all
they did was terrible.
Bad. But so you walk in, you got that. Okay, that's fine. You're mm-hmm. a little pumped up. All right. You see the little Ted Thompson, Mike McCarthy answering mm-hmm. questions. Okay.
All
right,
the players.
I'm good to go. But then all of a sudden, it all stops and everyone waits in these huge lines for like an hour to get an autograph. So you've paid $85.
Although I will say the
you're
lines,
waiting in lines. You're
not waiting in lines a lot though.
And you're spending more money on the concessions, the food, and the
and maybe you're buying
pro
some
shop.
And maybe you're buying some pack carpet. And maybe and all the vendors they have.
And that's why, once again, I'm gonna reiterate what Corey just said and thank our benefactors so much because it is a fantastic experience. Just to be in the same realm as these Packer greats. I mean, I met Ron Wolf today.
It's true.
I met Ron Wolf.
You met Donnie Anderson today.
I met everybody.
And you know what's funny is I made you get in the autograph lines.
You did. That's true. You did.
Because
that's just autographs for me. You're just, I just never, I'm just.
I hear you.
You know
I'm
what
not
I mean?
A,
it's not
look,
what turns me on.
Hey,
you know,
I'm,
it doesn't.
But what you don't understand is I'm the exact same way. Like, I don't really care that
right.
I got the autograph. I actually like meeting, like, Leroy
I love
Butler.
Meeting people.
Dude, Leroy Butler.
Right.
I walked up to Leroy Butler and I was like, you are the greatest safety to ever play with the Green Bay Packers. Thank you for being a part of our team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was cool. And you know what? I do have his Topps card. And now he signed it. And you know what?
Right.
I actually will get more satisfaction out of either giving that to the people who paid for our trip.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? we don't have enough contests here at Cheesehead TV, and our
fans, got a little swag, I think.
Exactly.
A little swag, so, for some Cheesehead TV contests.
While I might not care about their autographs, and now I don't think it was that much of a feeding frenzy. Like, meeting Dom Capers was fun. The coaches being within proximity is fun.
That was great.
Because, you know.
Okay, but wait. But I blogged about this today, and I do want to talk about it. Just this, okay, and this kind of, we were kind of touching on this just a minute ago. With, you know, these guys, like, Dom Capers literally walked, like, three steps, and the sea of people just besieged him with things to sign, but no one was saying anything.
I said something.
No, but this is, before we got there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they literally, I just saw it happen. Like, it just wash of people, and then he was literally standing there, signing stuff, no one saying anything. I'm like, people, are you serious?
Yeah.
You know, so later, after the swarm was over, I kind of went up to him. I said, thank you so much. We're so happy to have you here. We're so excited. And I wanted to say, it's going to be really nice to have a professional calling the defense, but I didn't want to be disparaging anybody.
No, well, you know? You could have just been like, just listen to the podcast and you hear us saying you're fired, Bob Sanders.
I'd also like everyone to know that Winston Moss now has a Cheesehead TV card and promised to go to the site. So, Winston, what's up?
I don't think he's listening.
But he does have the card, and he did promise to come to the site at least one time.
Hey, I was excited also. Antonio Freeman has a Cheesehead TV button, whether he took it or not. Now, Antonio Freeman was the only line that I had to get in. I got the golden ticket.
You did get the golden ticket.
That was sweet.
They just handed it to you.
WFRV. We Twittered about the golden ticket, right?
Right.
And so I get this reply on Twitter. That's from WFRV. That's right. Like, what's a golden ticket?
I know. It was the big mystery.
It was funny. Meanwhile, they're interviewing Antonio Freeman in front of me. And I'm like, aren't you like here as the press?
I don't think you need to worry about it, buddy.
I think we're a blog site. And I think you're the press. I think our roles have been reversed. Speaking of roles being reversed, when is Cheesehead TV going to be in the press room?
I know. When are we getting our press passes? When is Jeff Blum going to step up to the plate? You know,
I think the Packers need to step up to the plate. They had this huge press room. Okay. Yeah.
And there were like four people in it today.
Yeah. And everybody's sick. And it's like, dude.
I mean, they should really be the first team to hand out press passes for bloggers.
I honestly think so. I'm not convinced that other teams haven't done it, like New York even.
I know New York hasn't done it. It's way too huge and strict.
But there's some huge blogs, though.
Yeah, there are.
Huge.
Yeah, there are huge like NFL blogs, like Pro Football Talk. But yeah, I can't think of team-specific blogs. Maybe. There's a 49er blog, there's a Raider blog, and there's a Tampa blog that are really big, but they're still not getting press passes.
Here's what I think. I think the people listening to this podcast, which the seven of you listening.
And we love you.
We love you. I think every single one of you should email the Packers.
Or call.
Or call. And just flood them. Like your congressman, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And say, we should have a petition.
We want Cheesehead TV represents our views and our viewpoints, except when they don't. But they should be allowed into the press conference.
Yeah, because I guarantee you that Aaron can ask. Okay, I can't. Okay, but Aaron can ask 160,000 times better questions than Lori Nichol, Pete Doherty, and the crapulous of Green Bay Press Gazette and Gannett newspapers. Okay,
oh,
I'm sorry.
Easy.
I'm not gonna jump on the Bedard. Okay, Bedard's good, but that's where it ends. Well. Business of what's
Bob McGinn's
what's
my
man?
All right. Bob McGinn does a good job.
True, because Mike McCarthy gets mad at him. You know you're doing.
you know you're doing a good job when the coach gets pissed.
You know you're doing good when you get under the coach's skin.
No, but seriously, bloggers, it's time. I think the Green Bay Packers should forge ahead in new territory here and be the first team to give press passes to bloggers.
Packer Blogosphere!
Hi, and welcome to This Week in the Packer Blogosphere. This week, we'd like to focus on Twitter.
Twitter.
Twitter is the new joy.
We've been on Twitter for a long time.
We have. What's funny is that we just kind of neglected it.
Well, not really. I mean, I got Twitter tools on the blog, so every time you blog posted, it Twittered. But today, we utilized Twitter to its fullest potential with TwitPic.
We did.
And
indeed.
I'm really sorry that we're popping a lot because I neglected to bring the pop filters to Wisconsin.
I love
You just snorted on the mic. Okay. So I'm gonna keep going, and Aaron's going to laugh a little bit. Anyway, what's really funny is that we're in the Packer Pro Shop, right? And we Twittered about this. Aaron was like, shouldn't this be free? Okay, they have...
No, wait.
I know. They have Colin Cole's picture. They've got like 50 of them.
It was like right in front.
Okay, Colin Cole's with the Seahawks.
Okay.
It's like,
so I just picked it up and I said, shouldn't this be free?
To no one. And so we Twittered it, and we actually made pack one. We made pack one laugh, man. Which was funny.
I just couldn't believe it.
Speaking of pack one, wait. I got something here. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Shanae, hold on.
Yeah, hi, guys. This is Shanae from Chicago. I just wanted to let you know that I want to nominate the Packers Lounge as the best new Packer blog of the year. I know it shouldn't really be a contest, but I just wanted to make sure Packers Lounge, best place to go. Better not put Packers Home in there. This is Shanae. Go Pack.
Well, Shanae, you will be happy to know that Packers Lounge won the Titletown Award for Best Packer Blog. Congratulations. Packer Palace won Best Packer Fan Web Design. And Brett Favre Burning won Best Packer Fan Video Clip. And last but certainly not least, Ben Parsons is our greatest cheesehead 2009. And we met him today.
I could not believe it.
In the pro shop, I got a great picture of him. I didn't put it on my iPhone. I've got it on. We're going to have some good pics up probably the beginning of this week, maybe this weekend even, right, on our gallery. I'm really slack about uploading pictures, but I'm not going to be as slack about this one.
This was, I got to tell you, he walked right by me, and I thought, that kid looks familiar. That kid looks just like Ben. And I that couldn't be Ben. It's like one in a million chance, blah, 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 blah. And then I heard his mom call out from downstairs in the pro shop, Ben, come on. And I went, oh my gosh, that's Ben.
For those of you who don't know Ben, we originally found out about Ben from
Packers Lounge.
Packers Lounge.
Ben has got an amazing story.
Yep.
We've got it up on, we've linked to it up on the blog.
And go check it out. Just
check it out.
Go to Titletown Awards.
I'm just so happy I met this kid, and his mom was incredibly gracious to, let us have their time, take a photo with us. It was really nice of them. So thank you very much.
We'd like to say all the award winners will be getting their prizes.
Like he was saying, the pop filters. It's a problem.
We'll be getting their prizes this week.
They're coming in. They're in the mail. Checks in the mail. Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely on the way.
Speaking of the checks in the mail. Yeah, the 3-4 checks in the mail.
It most certainly is.
We talked to Dom Capers about that today.
We did, and you know what? Winston Moss is going to do a defense 101 thing on the 3-4 defense tomorrow.
So you know we'll be blogging about it.
Oh, Aaron will be all over that.
Hey, I can blog too.
Oh, I know. But I think you're going to be like meeting Donald Driver at that point or something. So
speaking of,
I think you're going
to be okay. Okay, so everybody thinks that, I don't think we talked about this. Everybody thinks that I should get the NFC North 2003 championship hat signed by Donald Driver tomorrow.
Which you should.
But I think I'm going to do the NFC championship ticket.
It's a bold choice.
I had a collector. Today, I was in line, okay? Mm-hmm. I was in line for Antonio Freeman, which you talked about.
Right.
But I met these two collectors behind me, okay? Right. How did I know they were collectors? Because they were carrying luggage in line with them. And, okay, so we saw the Ron Wolf line was really fast, which we talked about.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I don't have a Ron Wolf card. So Aaron comes downstairs and he's like, oh, check it out. I got the Ron Wolf sign in my program. And I'm like, oh, check out my card with Ron Wolf. Because the collector that was behind me was like, oh, I'll give you my Ron Wolf card because you gave me a Bears Still Suck button. And that happened to be the song I sang for my daughter when she was born at the hospital. Okay, that's when I learned that the greatest place to promote your website about Packers is in the line at the autograph session. Okay. Anyway, speaking of checks in the mail, 3-4 check is in the mail.
3-4 is definitely in the mail.
Dom
Capers
sent that check. He sent that check before he got here, but I don't think it's here yet.
No, it's in transit,
we'll
I
see.
Guess.
Maybe,
we'll see.
Maybe Anthony Smith can teach everybody on the defense how to
I think people are making way too big a deal about us, quote-unquote, not having the right personnel. I think it's going to be a hybrid. I think it's going to be a hybrid defense, and you're going to see a lot of formations this year that you saw last year. They're just going to be more competently called. people want to get all up in arms about Ted Thompson not signing any free agents. Ladies and gentlemen, that free agent, big, humongous signing that you want, it happened already. It happened when they signed Dom Capers to be their defensive coordinator.
You mean he's Anthony Smith wasn't their big free agency signing?
Capers is more important than anybody they could have gotten in free agency. More than Ray Lewis, more than Bart Scott, more than Leonard, more than anybody.
No, I'll tell you I'll tell you one person that they could still get that would be bigger than Dom Capers.
Who's that?
Julius Peppers.
I said in free agency, and they would have to trade for
Julius Peppers.
So we're both right.
Oh, okay. You're right on a technicality, and I'm right.
I said, rewind the tape. The man said in free agency. Okay, thank you. Okay. Check, please.
Okay. It's not a tape. It's a hard drive. Checkmate.
Okay, now we've both been really pedantic and ridiculous.
You know what's worse than the fact that we're geeks?
What's that?
Okay, right now we're in my aunt and uncle's basement in Appleton after Packer Fan Fest. Instead of hanging out on College Avenue or hanging at Stadium View with all other Packer fans, we've decided that, you know what? We're going to be devoted to Packer fans worldwide.
And here we have come to record a podcast in a basement of a house in Appleton, Wisconsin, rather than go out drinking.
What?
You know what? It's true. And what's even funnier is it's like, what is it now? 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. We're going to get done here, and then we're going to sleep, and then we're going to get up and do it again.
Yeah, we're going to see Dom Capers at 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 a.m. is question and answer session.
His hair is taking over the world, seriously.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. You have not experienced terror until you have stood next to Dom Capers seen his hair.
Well,
oh my goodness.
You know why we're in the basement in Appleton? We're in the basement in Appleton for fans like Tom from New York.
Hey, boys. My name's Tom Syriacs. I'm a New York City translocated Packer fan. Long time, big time fan of your site. Listen, boys. The 3-4 is really a defense that puts a maximum amount of pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, that's well documented. And within the Packers division, there are no well-established quarterbacks for the other teams. Aaron Rodgers is clearly the class of the pack, as it were. That's really important. That's important to know that, you know, McCarthy's going back to basics and saying, listen, we got to win our division first.
Well, Tom, thank you, first of all, for your kind words about the site, and thank you very much for calling in. I agree wholeheartedly about the 3-4 putting pressure on quarterbacks and the fact that there are no experienced quarterbacks in the NFC North. Oh, but I'm sorry. The Vikings just traded for Sage Rosenfeld. We're all doomed.
Yeah, I'm scared.
I'm being facetious, obviously.
Really?
Where I don't agree, I don't think... I agree to some extent that... McCarthy made the move in regards to specifically wanting to win the division. I believe McCarthy when he said that he's always wanted a 3-4 defense. I know people give him grief. Well, then why didn't he do that from the beginning? But I think people are very dismissive of the fact that when McCarthy came on board, they had already gone through like three different coordinators.
Yeah.
You know, in the two successive years before that.
You go Slowick, Bates, Sanders.
So it was just, you know, I don't begrudge him for not wanting to rip it apart yet again when he came on board. That said, I think Tom makes the perfect point about the 3-4. And later in the call, he talks about how the NFC is, you know, really neophyte territory when it comes to the 3-4. You've got Dallas and a few other teams, but it's not very prevalent.
It's true, but it's still questionable whether we can actually run the damn thing.
I really think, like I said before,
I mean, it is the best defense in the NFL. That's bar none.
Right now it is, definitely. The cycle has come. And I think Capers is an ace in the hole. I really do. I mean, the proof will be in the games and how the defense does, obviously. I mean, we're going to talk about it until the season starts. But on the other side of the ball... a lot of talk about the defense, obviously, because of the coaching changes and the you know, the big scheme change. But on the other side of the ball, and this kind of broke out into a rather heated discussion on the blog a couple months ago. You know, the offense is not just set. I think people have the perception because they put up big numbers that the offense is good to go.
Well, I think Darren College sucks. personally.
You can't buy analysis like that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think he sucks. I saw him today and I wanted to be like, dude, you suck.
I don't think he sucks.
Dude, I think you want to know my opinion? And I know nobody really cares.
No, everyone does.
Honestly,
yeah.
I think it's a wholesale slaughter besides Scott Wells. Get rid of them all. Sorry. Chad Clifton's old. Get rid of them. Mark Tosher, goodbye. See ya. Spitz, see ya. Ted Thompson did not do his job with Jason Spitz or Darren College. They are not the answer. Alan Barbree may be the answer. We don't know. But Mark Tauscher and Chad Clifton, they're on their way out the frickin' door.
All right. Now that that's over, I think that Jason Spitz
Darren College
should
sucks.
Move to center. And
sucks.
That we should give Clifton another year.
Sucks.
I don't know what they're going to do at right tackle. But I do know that McCarthy's got to find a line and stick with it.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
A line? An offensive line?
Five men working together in cohesion.
When's the last time we saw that? Oh, 2004. Let's hear what Mike McCarthy has to say about this.
The competition will be throughout that offensive line. It's the goal. I think we talked about it down at the combine. You know, I would really like to settle in on a offensive line that practices and plays more together. You know, you have to have offensive linemen that play multiple positions. That's the part of our climate in the NFL as far as having seven, you know, offensive linemen active on game day. But I would really like to establish the ability to, you know, for our guys to practice more together, the five that are going to play in the games, and that'll be a focus. But, you know, those are all, you know, answers to the questions that will come as we move forward. I mean, I don't have those answers for you today.
And you haven't had those answers for the last 2 years. Thanks for playing, though.
Oh, boy.
Appreciate it. You and Ted.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I love Ted, but Ted, we talked about it off podcast.
Yeah,
is that
did.
What you say? Okay.
Sure.
I personally am not a Ted hater.
No,
okay?
You're not.
I'm not. I believe in Ted. I believe in the way he's doing it. I believe that's pretty much, in today's NFL, the only way you can do it. Draft and don't spend a lot in free agency and pay the players that are really good that you have, right? That's his basic philosophy, right?
Right, that works.
Well, the key to an NFL team is get an offensive line. And Ted, I haven't seen an offensive line since you've been here.
No, wait a second. We didn't have an offensive line when the Packers went 13-3?
No.
That was all Brett Favre?
No.
I mean, they worked.
It was a terrible offensive line.
No, it wasn't.
It didn't gel until the seventh week, okay? It didn't gel.
It didn't gel.
No, it wasn't the offensive line that won games, Aaron. It was the frickin'
Charles
Woodson and the Redskins game. If he wouldn't have tipped the ball and they got the interception
right,
and frickin'
right.
what's his name runs it back for a touchdown, we don't win that game. There's
right.
four games where it's not the offensive line that wins the game. It's the defense or it's...
That's right, because what did I say? When did I say the offensive line won a game? Oh, that's right. I never said it.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, see, I got an I'm just saying it.
You got an
I'm just saying that we have not, since Ted Thompson has arrived in Green Bay,
yes,
he has not produced an offensive line that is the caliber of what the Green Bay Packers should be. Not an offensive line that produced the likes of Jerry Kramer in the Ice Bowl.
I like that old-time radio voice. You
okay. You know you love it. You know you just want to argue with me some more.
I do.
We're
really
23
do.
Minutes. You know what? We're almost Packers therapying it. We're in Packers therapy mode right now. Aaron thinks that this podcast is maybe the best podcast ever. Okay.
Just for its sheer audacity of hope. Sheer ridiculousness.
Yeah. I don't think that is the case.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just gotta let you in on this. All right, I've been up since 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Do you hear the violins right now?
On Friday morning. I'm seeing double of Corey at the moment, and I have had nothing hallucinogen put into my body.
I'm starting to look attractive to him.
I'm about to fall down. But I soldier on for the Green Bay Packers
That's
and
right.
their fans. And I agree with your overall point.
I know you
However,
do. I know you just want to be contrarian. I know.
I'm not being contrarian.
Whatever.
The offensive line or the parts of it didn't just suddenly become terrible.
Yes,
you know?
They did.
There are some serviceable parts there. But I completely agree that the coaching staff, in conjunction with Ted Thompson, have not found five guys where they can say, these are our guys. It doesn't matter what else happens.
Yeah, how many?
This is our, our team, yeah. So to speak.
I mean, last year, who were the five guys?
Well, we get Clifton, college for a while until he got pulled.
Exactly. Okay.
And then Wells.
Point proven.
That's
not the way you run an NFL team.
Well, it is if your guy's getting killed at Dallas on a Thursday night game.
True.
He had to be pulled for that game.
But teams that win the Super Bowl, teams that win the playoffs, they have a really good offensive line, or at least an offensive line they've had for the entire year.
Yeah, that's true.
Barring injuries.
I mean, a lot of that is injuries. But what are you going to do with that?
Us is not injuries, though.
Last year it was.
No. We did not. No. At the end of training camp, we did not have an offensive line.
Clifton was hurt. These guys get. Wells was hurt for how many games? They got hurt. It's like, yeah, the cohesion is nice, but you can't control the injuries.
Right.
Well, maybe you can. Maybe that's why we fired the strength and conditioning
coach.
Hey,
Rock Gullickson.
I don't think so.
You're fired.
Exactly. We need to bring back Donald Trump from the last podcast.
No, I'll just say it. Okay. Well, I can't do the music, though. I can't do the music. You're fired. Okay. Well, that's it for this week's show. Okay.
Is it? No.
I can't even say
it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to
no,
be. Let's keep
not,
going.
We are not Packers therapy.
Okay, but Packers therapy. Let's discuss this. Packers therapy goes for like an hour?
That's
true.
I
mean, seriously.
Yeah,
an hour.
We try to keep it under
at least 22. And what are we at right now? We're at 23, 24?
Try 26.
We're at 26.
Yeah.
We're entering new territory here. We're going somewhere that hasn't been entered in the space and time of Cheesehead TV.
Yeah, I'm very happy. I don't know what I am. Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoy the latest attempt at a podcast
from Cheesehead TV.
Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us. Follow us on Twitter tomorrow.
Yeah, and join us at Cheesehead TV. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Make us your home page. Tell the masses. And we're going to be at FanFest tomorrow. So come on out. Say hi.